Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Dr. Bill Duckerberg is here. Settle down. I know. I'm really excited too. We love having him on the show. He's one of our heroes. He's your economist, ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not. He is the former head of the entire business school at Temple University, there for many years as a leader and a professor, and he's the chief economist, and for a long time has been chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business. Their index, his index, the Index of Small Business Optimism, is the gold standard for all things small business, and he's our good friend Bill. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, as always. Thank you for the good report. This is exciting. I don't care what Germany's doing. I don't care what China's doing. Small businesses in America are hanging in there, aren't they?
They are indeed. So they really aren't noticing much about all that global stuff, all the anguish we hear from the Fed and from the Wall Street people about all the weakness.
Can you believe that? I mean,
we don't see it. Small businesses don't see it.
Well, I'll tell you something, folks. Bill, in your life, have you ever seen a more glaring example? And I mean glaring, shocking, I'm almost gobsmacked about how bad is the connection between Wall Street and Washington and the Fed, and how literally they play a game that not only are we not invited to play in, they don't even acknowledge that we exist. This little thing that's gone on with the Fed recently. Have you ever seen more glaring example of how there's another game going on and we're not part of it?
No, that's certainly one of them that's going on. And of course, all you have to do is watch the financial news and understand that they don't care about the millions of little firms that we have. You know, they wonder about some big firm like WeWork was supposed to go for an IPO. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't see how WeWork will ever make any money, but you know they don't care. Once they send it public and we give them their money, you know, then they're less concerned about what happens anyway.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, and you know, we might as well just go ahead and talk about the credit markets. I mean, this, while we're talking about this, the interest rates at the current time are a non-issue for small businesses because, number one, most of us aren't borrowing money. Most of us, if we need to borrow money, we can get it. Most small businesses are. So that's almost, I mean, for years now, that indicator of yours has been blah. It's been kind of blah. But yet Wall Street, they're frenetic about interest rates. I mean, they're nuts about the inversion curve. I mean, you'd think that they're ready to slit their wrists over the interest rates. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, if interest rates change 5 basis points, which is way less than a quarter point, right? That's a big deal. And it is a big deal to people on Wall Street because they've bet billions of dollars on the rates going up or down.
Right.
That's what they do all day is make these big bets. And so 5 basis points matters to them. But, you know, we checked with our people and found out they're happy. The rates are historically very low, so, you know, about as low as we've seen.
We can borrow at this rate and make money. That's the key.
Oh,
that's the bottom line on Main Street. Can you borrow money today and make money after you pay the interest?
Right. So nobody's worried about that. The record low number complained that they didn't get all the credit they want. Record low. Only 2% say it's a major problem compared to 26%
right.
Talk about labor quality. I mean, so there's just nothing going on in the credit market but good things as far as small business owners are concerned. And, you know, my relationships with small banks here in the area say the same thing. It's all going very nicely and
same
smoothly
thing here.
And everybody's happy.
Everybody,
but not on Wall Street.
Well, and the thing that makes me mad about this, Bill, is if they when they get the red licked off their candy, they could send the world into a downturn, and it affects us when we didn't do anything wrong. We haven't gone nuts. We're not hysterical. We're operating our businesses, you know, day to day, making long term plans, and yet they can affect our future. And that's what's not equitable about this. It's a horrible dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So the rate cut was for the benefit of Wall Street, not for us.
100%.
And, of course, nobody mentions in this whole debate savers. A 25-basis-point rate cut shows up on the saver side. It's less interest. Not a good deal for us.
I got to wrap it up for this segment. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.